There are only 4 rooms on the Keeper level. My and Ellis's chambers, the Learning Center, and the Great Room. The Learning Center is the smallest of the rooms, with only a table and the portal to the Graph Tube. The Great Room is the largest. It's big enough for everyone on board the ship to stand there at once, if they don't mind standing close together. But only Eldis and I are allowed on this level. It's left over from before the plague, before we used an Eldis system to rule. My and Eldis's chambers, as well as the Learning Center, were offices back then. For the crew, and judging from the glowing star chart behind the metal screen, the Great Room was used for navigation. After the plague so many decades ago, the ship changed. It had to. The Plague Eldest renamed the levels, reserving this one for himself and the eldest who would follow, including me. Eldest sits on one side of the table in the Learning Center. I sit on the other. The table is a rare antique from when the ship departed centuries ago, made of real wood, wood from Sol Earth. I wonder at the life hidden in the wood. A tree that breathed Sol Earth air, lived in Sol Earth dirt, then was chopped down, crafted into a table, and thrown out into space aboard Godspeed.
"There are things you should know," he says.
He picks up a floppy, a digital membrane screen nicknamed for its, floppiness, from the table, and runs his finger over it, turning it on. When the screen lights up, he scans his thumb over the ID box. "Eldest Elder Access granted," the floppy chirps. Eldest taps something on the screen, then slides the floppy over to me. I can almost see the wood grain through the thin membrane, but then I grow distracted by what Eldest is showing me. It's a floor plan of the shipper level. I recognize the main central hallway branching into the large rooms used for science and industry, manufacturing and research. Brightly glowing dots are scattered across the map, blinking and moving around.
"You know what this is?"
Eldest asks, taking the floppy back. "The YCOM locator map. The wireless communication devices implanted behind our left ears not only allow us to come with each other and the ship, but also serve as locators." I lean over the table to better see the YCOM map. Eldest's long, white hair brushes my face before he sweeps it behind his ear, and I can smell a whiff of soap and something stronger that bites at my nose.
"See all these dots? Each one is a shipper. Each one has a very specific job, to ensure that the ship runs smoothly. The top shippers are here."
Eldest points to the energy room, then traces his finger beyond that, into the engine room I've never been in, then farther into a room past that.
"The command center is here. Although the ship runs by itself, if anything goes wrong..."
"You'll steer the ship?" I ask, awed. I imagine Eldest as the brave commander, almost like the captain of one of those ancient Sol Earth ships that sailed across water, not the Uni. Then I imagine me taking the wheel. Eldest laughs.
"Me? No, that's ridiculous. Elders are not trained to run ships. The Eldest's job is not to command the ship. An Eldest's job is to command the people. These shippers," he gestures at the blinking dots, "all receive training in specific roles of operating the ship in the event of an emergency."
He glances up. His eyes are milky with age, but he can still see right through me.
"You understand, don't you? The shippers run the ship, not us."
The image of everyone cheering me as I sail the ship to Centauri Earth fades and dies.
"The shippers are here to take care of the ship, but the ship is just cold metal. You're the one who has to take care of the people."
He taps the zoom out box, and for a moment, the 3 levels of the ship all light up at once, a dizzying maze of crisscrossing lines. The interior of the ship itself is mostly round. A tiny sliver on top is the Keeper level. Below that, slightly larger, is the Shipper level, all chopped up into offices and labs. By and far, the largest part of the ship is the Feeder level. There are 2 blinking dots for me and Eldest on the Keeper level, 50 or more on the Shipper level. Eldest taps on the Feeder level. On the right side of the circle, there are several dozen dots for the people at the hospital, but none at all at the recorder hall. In the middle, dozens of dots are scattered around, each one representing the people living at the various farms. Eldest taps the left side of the screen, where the city is. There are so many dots there that it would be impossible for me to count. Not that I need to. I know everyone on board the ship, all 2,312 of them. Each one of those 2,312 blinking red dots feels like a pounding weight on my shoulders, each one crushing me down just a little bit more. They're all, each one of them, my responsibility. Eldis pulls the shipper level up again and rests his fingers on the level's largest room, just where the engine is.
Between the engine and computers and the nav system and everything else, there's a lot that can go wrong. This journey, it's long.
He says this as if he's felt all 250 years of travel.
The builders of the ship knew this. That's why they named her Godspeed.
I mouth the name with him, tasting it like metal on my tongue.
It's an old Sol Earth expression for good luck, Eldis snorts. They shot our ancestors into the sky, wished them all good luck, and forgot about us. We lost comm with Sol Earth during the plague, and have never been able to regain it. We can't go back. They can't help us. All the people on Sol Earth could give us was Godspeed.
I'm not sure if he means that they gave us luck or the ship, but they both seem a bit inadequate right now.
But we need more than luck. The ship needs someone to protect the people, not just the ship itself. You will be that leader.
Eldis takes a deep breath.
It's time for you to learn the three causes of discord.
I scoot my chair closer. This is new. Finally. Finally, Eldis is really going to train me to be the leader after him.
On Godspeed,
he says.
Do we all speak one language?
Of course, I answer confused.
Do we have any differences in race?
Race?
Skin color.
No. Everyone on board has the same deep olive skin, the same dark brown hair and eyes.
You've studied the myths of Sol Earth, Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam. Does anyone on Godspeed worship?
He says the last word with dripping derision.
Of course not, I laugh.
One of the first lessons Eldis gave me when I moved to the Keeper level was about Sol Earth's religions. They were magic stories, fairy tales, and I remember laughing myself silly when Eldis told me how people on Sol Earth were willing to die or kill for these fictional characters. Eldis nods once.
The first cause of discord is difference. There is no religion on Godspeed. We all speak the same language. We're all monoethnic. And because we are not different, we don't fight. Remember the crusades I taught you about? The genocides? We will never have to worry about those types of horrific events on Godspeed.
I am on the edge of my seat, nodding. But inside, I'm hoping Eldis can't see what a chutz I actually am. I remember those lessons. They were among my first lessons when I was 13 and had just moved to the Keeper level to live with Eldest. Stars, I was such a kid then. I remember pictures on the floppies of people of different skin color and hair color, of people dressed in long gowns or loincloths, of the sounds of languages whose words I could not understand. And back then, I thought it was all kind of brilly. I slouch further down in my seat. No wonder Eldest has been slow to train me. Clearly, I never picked up the real lessons he's been teaching me.
The second cause of discord, Eldis continues, is lack of a strong central leader.
He leans forward, reaching his gnarled, wrinkled hands toward me.
Do you understand the importance of this?
He says, his eyes watery from old age or something else. I nod.
Do you really?
He asks, more urgently, gripping my hands so hard that some of my knuckles crack. I nod again, unable to take my eyes from his.
What is the greatest danger of this ship?
His voice has fallen into a raspy whisper. Maybe I didn't understand. Eldis stares at me, expecting a response. I stare back.
Mutiny. It's mutiny, Elder. More than technical error, or ship malfunction, or outside dangers, mutiny is the greatest threat to this ship. So after the plague, the Eldis system was created. One person, born ahead of the people he would lead, to act as patriarch and commander to the people younger than he. Each generation has an Eldis to lead. You will one day be an Eldis. You will be the strong central leader who prevents discord, who preserves every living person on this ship.
5, Amy. I am as silent as death. Do this. Go to your bedroom. Your nice, safe, warm bedroom that is not a glass coffin behind a morgue door. Lie down on your bed, not made of ice. Stick your fingers in your ears. Do you hear that? The pulse of life from your heart, the slow in and out from your lungs. Even when you are silent, even when you block out all noise, your body is still a cacophony of life. Mine is not. It is the silence that drives me mad, the silence that drives the nightmares to me. Because what if I'm dead? How can someone without a beating heart, without breathing lungs, live like I do? I must be dead. And this is my greatest fear. After 301 years, when they pull my glass coffin from this morgue and they let my body thaw like chicken meat on the kitchen counter, I will be just like I am now. I will spend all of eternity trapped in my dead body. There is nothing beyond this. I will be locked within myself forever. And I want to scream. I want to throw open my eyes and wake up and not be alone with myself anymore, but I can't. I can't.